We got the name Snake River from the river that runs into the ocean. And the way we see it, it never runs out. It goes into ocean and it comes back by the rain, and it comes back to the ground, and it comes back into the ocean again. So we're in a recycling stage, something like that.
Both the colors appear in front of the stand. I want to recognize the flag carriers this afternoon. They're from Sand Creek Post 1864, right here in Denver. Snake River Singers, you have the flag song.
What tribe is it? Choban tribe. And it's consisted of two tribes. The Shoshones are originally from Wyoming, and the Bannocks, they are originally from northern Idaho. But then they got blended in together into where all the tribes just intermixed among each other.
I'm speaking with Vernon Gould, and he's the lead singer of the Snake River Singers. And that's from the drum from Fort Hall, Idaho, right? Could you tell us a little bit about your drum and how it got started?
Oh, well, we started out as a real young group. It started out by my sister, but then they start having their problems, so me and my friends, we come in, we decided to help them out. There's about four other guys that come in. Started out in the house, and our dad was sitting there, and he says, "Well, you guys have the right idea about the drumming, but then there's some tricks to it that a lot of these drummers don't realize that go along with singing too. The drumming, you have to have that special beat, or that even tempo is what they call it. And once you get the beat going, you make sure that the song blends in with the drum, because that's the main ingredient there.
We sing together, we go to powwow together, and we also go out and help other colleges in our community here in the state and throughout the country. And Chuck has been doing that too. He goes to many of the universities and colleges, giving lectures. He's talking about our Indian ways, trying to help our fellow white man to understand who we are, so we can get along better in this world."
And then voice control is very important too. You get to where you're setting your voice to all your other singers too, because if you don't have no help, then you know it's pretty hard to sing a song and carry it through all the way to the end and put in all the special verses. Putting the special verses in is when it's just like breathing. You have to breathe, and then you use that up, and then you breathe again, and then you cut it into sections like that.
The breathing fits with the song.
Yeah, well, that's main importance right there. If you took off on a song and try to last as long as your wind could go, you know, your voice is gonna go maybe about halfway, and then the songs are meant to be sung right. And the drumming, if your drumming is off too, and it throws all the other drummers off, you're not going to blend that special quality that the song has.
That's pretty interesting.
So through that, we're trying to help our young people, and that's why we have this powwow here. We want our young people to know about the ways of our people, our forefathers, so that they can carry on when they grow up. So that's the emphasis behind this club and this organization, is that we want to try to educate our people here, our young people, so they'll know not only the tools of the trade to get along in this white man's world, but also to learn our Indian ways too, so that they can take part and have active part, participating in many powwows, other cultural activities.
Like right now, we're recording from these other drums, and sometimes we may change the song a little bit to where we could sing it our style, but then some other drum come in and then change it to their style, see? And then we just keep doing it, and then the songs just keep going from drum to drum, year to year. And most of these songs are maybe about 30, 40 years old, but then they're just coming back up. Like, it goes like this, like in a circle, sacred circle. That's the way most of the Indian ways are.
So it's the same as the idea behind the name of the drum.
Yeah. Well, see, the name of the drum, we got that, was originated by my mom and my grandma when they was thinking it over. They said that that the river is the life of all living things, and we just took that in consideration and we agreed that we was gonna use the name and use it in different parts of the country, not to worry to make ourselves big, but to make other people happy with our songs, make them feel good. We sing from the heart, and usually the drum beat goes right into the feelings of the people, and it makes them feel good.
So through that, we're trying to help our young people, and that's why we have this powwow here. We want our young people to know about the ways of our people, our forefathers, so that they can carry on when they grow up. So that's the emphasis behind this club and this organization, is that we want to try to educate our people here, our young people, so they'll know not only the tools of the trade to get along in this white man's world, but also to learn our Indian ways too, so that they can take part and have active part participating in many powwows, other cultural activities.
You did your drum did the second honoring song that was with the grand entry. Could you tell us a little bit about what kind of honoring song that was?
Well, that's a song that that different tribes have different names for. The Sioux, they use it for their flag song. We use it as a flag song and an honoring song. It really has no beginning to, nobody knows where it came from. Some say it comes from a veteran that come overseas, his troop was wiped out, but then it was blessed to him. It wasn't sung to him from a different human being. It was given to him from a spirit or something like that. And then the legend goes that he was coming back, and then it hit him. He brought it back to the tribe, and the people there, they blessed him with that. They had a big ceremony for him. And they said that we're going to use this in memory of the boys that went over across seas, that shed their blood for our country. And so that's where the song come from, and it's supposed to make the people feel better.
Thank you. try to help each other put on the powwows that we have in this community. We want to thank you again for coming down and helping us out. Your attendance means a lot to all of us. We worked hard, try to put on a little program here. Everybody throughout the country has supported us. We've got the buffalo from the Sioux tribe up in Pine Ridge. We want those people to know that we appreciate what they've done for us. So everybody got a taste of the buffalo yesterday, we hope. And next year, we hope to have an even greater turnout and a greater powwow. This afternoon, we have a few little things we want to give out to our friends, our visitors, and we'd like to call on a few names at this time.
That's pretty good. You do a lot of powwows?
I try to do it year-round.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. Year-round, not just in the summer?
No. Oh. It's 24 hours a day sometimes.
Huh. So you go all over the country, the Western United States or in Canada?
Canada and Western United States, yeah.
Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Snake River Singer. Kakoja singers have donated $100 for the drum that came the furthest distance. And that donation will go to the Snake River Singer. Next drum we're calling MGM. Also at this time, we need that boy that will carry the roving mic. Come on over here and receive a donation. We need the head staff, head man dancer, head woman dancer, the head little boy dancer, the head little girl dancer. We'd also like to...